NDC, they may have their challenges, they may have their problems, but they are the only political party aside
on our case 92.3 FM
that we can rely on or count on them. But at least, if you are socialist inclined, at least if you are the Vietnam, we can advise you to WWW socialism. We don't go this direction. And I was saying that, look, the whole world, if you go to America, the largest labor center, AFL-CIO, they are with the Democrats. Biden, no, they support that political party. Britain. The workers first say, oh, why don't we form our own party? That's what they did. They have been opposition for a very long time, but now they are back. Labour Party is for the workers. And it's all about ideology. And so NDC is ideological, you know, they are socialists. And so any trade union leader who thinks that
92.3.
Oh, NDC. Yeah, NDC. Any serious trade union leader who align with any political party that has socialism as its ideology. That's all. Because I still appeal to my friends, colleagues in the labor union, say, not because of no go feel say party be a officer one and you for what can say, but then you associate with them. I won't do that. Me, I will never do that. Make sure that you are principled and you move with a political party. If we don't have the resources, the capacity to create our own political party, then we align with the existing ones that can help workers. If Odike is able to develop his movement well, maybe eventually I'll make sure I'll help him. But I will advise him to rather link up with the NDC.